The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. It seems like I'm having a difficult time in keeping up with what the Lord is doing here on earth in our times, even in this country, even in our personal lives. And every time I sit here to address all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, sometimes I have to change the message or modify it or add something from it because of how fast everything is manifesting. And it's amazing. And I really encourage you to take advantage of the revelation that we shared with you. Follow the instruction contained in the prophecies, because time is of the essence. A lot of things are changing, and we will not be able to hold or contain God's blessings and revelation in our days by just keeping the status quo. All of us has to be involved. That is you and I, okay? It is the intent of God that we're all going to operate as joint heirs, as a member of the family of God, that we will be kings and priests to rule and reign with God here on earth. That is in Revelation 5:10, Revelation 1:6. Okay? So now, what I'm going to share with you today is, it has been prophesied probably about decades ago. The Lord showed me that the apostles, the true apostles of God and the true prophets of God, are going to take a center stage, and it start happening. At least I know it start happening to me. I was prepared for it, but in a way that is not the regular thing on how we truly define or identify the prophets of God or even the apostles of God. Okay, it's by teaching. It's by having all these doctrines. Those are going to be blown in the wind. Anything that is not from God are not going to remain, especially for those who are really wanting the move of God here on earth, that are really having this personal relationship with God. Okay? So if you missed a lot of our broadcast, you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and just click either the live stream, if you want to join us in our Sunday and Wednesday services, or if you wanted to review again or listen to the previous broadcast. Or you can find us on YouTube, and while you're at it, leave a positive comment and like or subscribe to it. We are also on podcast, and I really recommend you take advantage of the training and revelation that we're sharing with you. It is free. And then if you're having a tough time in receiving it, you can go down on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. He is our teacher, okay? And He will reveal the truth and Jesus to us, okay? So apostles and prophets in these days are going to operate in such great power and might and revelation from the Holy Spirit that even the heads of states or even corporate CEOs will rely on these prophets and apostles. God will send prophets to the heads of states and other leaders in every sector of society, and no one can take credit for it, including the prophets that God is using, because they will not take credit for it. Okay? The original intent of God is through the church. The manifold wisdom of God will be revealed through the church to the world. And if you are a born-again Christian, you're part of it. Let us break the strongholds that really took many or majority of the body of Christ into captivity that only few people are called and anointed by God. God does not play favorites. We all have a new life, a new beginning in Christ Jesus. He didn't say that only a few. Ordinary citizens, those whomsoever who will obey and believe and put their trust in Him. So don't disqualify yourself, don't disqualify others, but believe what God's true intent to all of us. And remember, the five offices are still operating in existence today, whether you believe it or not, whether you think that the pastor is the head of the church, and that is not true because you cannot find that in the scripture. But the five offices, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, yes, they are appointed by God, the five offices, to what? To prepare God's people for the works of service. That is not just the responsibility of the pastor, and the evangelists and teachers doesn't need to go under a pastor, especially prophets and apostles, okay? It's just not in the scripture. We just took it, and we fail to neglect that those who are making the pastor practically the head of the church are pastors. It's not the Holy Spirit. So get the difference. I know changes are uncomfortable sometimes, even good changes, but revelation is progressive. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, changes are coming. Because the true bride of Christ or the church will emerge as a glorious and influential church. Okay. Then let me read to you Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 through 12. Let me read it to you from Passion Translation, okay? Because this will bring into light what Joshua and I have been preaching or have been sharing with you for the past several weeks. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 through 12 in the Passion Translation. My passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. Who? Every person. Okay? Let me repeat it again. My passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. It was hidden for ages past until now and kept a secret in the heart of God, the Creator. Our eyes are being opened now to receive this divine mystery. Okay? Verse 10. The purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of angelic orders in the heavenly realms God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. How much? God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. Not just to the five offices, okay? Through the church. Verse 11 and 12. This perfectly wise plan was destined from eternal ages and fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that now, at present, okay? Verse 12. We have through Him and free access as kings before the Father, because of our complete confidence in Christ's faithfulness. See, we have access as kings, not ordinary people, not nobody, but as kings before the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I want you to meditate on this again. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 through 12, and read it from a Passion Translation, okay? You know, the prophet Daniel, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, he prophesied that knowledge in the last days, knowledge shall increase. Not just knowledge about science and technology, not just we're getting smarter, no. Knowledge about the ways of God. Knowledge on who we are in Christ Jesus. Remember, this is about our Lord Jesus Christ being front and center. So knowledge shall increase about the ways of God, about who we are And it is important for the body of Christ that we should not be mentoring people to prepare a sermon. Our lives are supposed to be the living testament for the world to see. And I'm going to prove it to you today in this program, okay? Hold your horses. If you are a child of God, you are a member of the household of God, you are made joint heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who you are. God is going to stop people from just preaching and then rely on I'm going to hold this revelation. I'm going to write a book about it, and then I'll make a lot of money. I am going to treat this as this ministry as God's business. It means to say the world's ways of doing things, not God's ways of doing things. Okay? Keep in mind our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And in the book of Acts, especially the original 120 and Jesus Christ, they did not ask for an offering. Oops. No. It was the Holy Spirit who beckoned the people to give. It is the Holy Spirit who beckoned some of the disciples to sell lands and properties and laid it on the apostles' feet. We can replicate this all we want. It is still a man-made doctrine and ways and a world's ways of doing things. It has to be the Holy Spirit. I know this is hard for some of you, especially. I have so many pastors getting upset with me. But show it in the scripture. Like, do we have a soft music and a music playing with a dim light to invite the Holy Spirit? We're doing it today. The 120 in the book of Acts, they did not need praise and worship. They worshiped God themselves. All of them asked God for wisdom, for boldness to preach the gospel. And the Holy Spirit was so excited that the whole place shook. That kind of anointing that we're talking about. It is not a manufactured, as if we tell Holy Spirit, okay, we're going to cry a little bit, or we're going to shout a little bit, and then show up for about 10 minutes, and then we're going to interrupt everything before the people leave, and we'll take up collection. We'll take up a law offering. I didn't see that in the scripture. And if you're going to tell me, well, this is a new way, this is the revelation from God, it's not a revelation from God. It's not from the Holy Spirit. We just want to make sure that people give money, that we rely on the people's giving instead of our obedience and our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if God can perform miracles, if God can protect you, if God can wash away your sins, don't you think that if you stay with Him, that He can protect you and provide for you? As long as your faith will have a corresponding action. That is the issue. Is some of us don't want to work. Oh, I have to prepare for a sermon. Why do you have to prepare for a sermon? If you read the book of Acts and kind of follow what they're doing, you don't need to prepare. You just need to be prayed up. Okay. I got some of the leaders fuming already, but it's the truth. Let me read Daniel chapter 7, verse 21 through 22 in NIV. As I watched, this horn was waging war against the saints and defeating them, until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came when they possessed the kingdom. This is a prophecy of Daniel, that the time the saints of the Most High God will possess the kingdom. You know, saints was not used so much in the Old Testament, because they don't know about being born again, but they know of the Spirit, the God's presence upon the prophets. But now it is upon all of us. We were filled with the Holy Spirit. We were a child of God. We are special. Everyone in the kingdom have a potential, and this is the responsibility of the five offices, not to babysit them, not to provide program for them, but to make them mature, okay? So what is happening? What is happening right now? One day, during the prayer gathering, we have been praying since before and after the Pentecost. And we're going to continue until we have the breakthrough. before the prayer gathering, which is in the evening, the Lord had me to get all the group to pray for the nations because of what's happening in Israel, Iran, and that it might cause instability throughout the whole region and probably the world. And the Lord showed me on how to pray because the enemy is enticing the leader of Russia, and the leader of North Korea and China, and other militant leaders to cause world war, to cause World War III. We prayed against it, and the Holy Spirit taught us how to pray. I shared it with the group, and we prayed. We prayed in unity. Okay, we have to care at the same time. We should not give our opinion, but I know the Lord showed me about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during the Clinton administration that he is going to use him as leader of Israel that will position the nations and will deal the nations, especially in the Middle East. That was in the 1990s during the Clinton administration, okay? And if you're going to watch our Wednesday service, you're going to hear the story behind it, how God planned this years and years before and handpicked the people who's going to lead. So when the Lord told me it was President Trump in 2015, and I was shocked, but I took God's word for it. And at the same time, because he's a different kind of leader, okay? And God is going to use President Trump to really place or turn this country towards righteousness and prosperity. And now they're working together side by side. They're both leaders now. So whether you voted for them or not, as a born-again Christian, you pray in the Spirit. Don't give your opinion because the purpose of God shall stand. He is going to use Netanyahu. He's going to use President Trump. What we want to do is no delay. So let us not be a stumbling block, but go ahead and pray for them. We pray in accordance to God's perfect will. Okay, so I was praying, and the Lord just told me that, yes, the anointing and how he's going to use the true apostles and prophets of God is going to be so amazing in our days. And it reminds me about the prophet Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8. This is how God is going to use the prophets, okay? Not the prophets of doom and gloom that some taking advantage, oh, God, show me this, God, show me that, God, show me this. No, 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 no. The prophets that God is going to use now, they're not going to take the limelight, but they're going to prophesy, and the prophecy will come to pass, okay? Except for judgment because of the mercy of God. God can postpone the judgment by looking at the hearts of leaders, okay? In 2 Kings chapter 6, starting with verse 8, now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. You're talking about gathering intelligence. And said, this is a gathering intelligence from God himself through the prophet Elisha. This is how God is going to protect you and use you if you have a clean hands and a pure hearts. Okay? 11. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me, which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers. But Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. That's scary. And said the king was saying, there must be a traitor, there must be a spy in our midst. because why is this? There's somebody who's leaking information to the enemies. And somebody said, no, it is the prophet who hears the very words you say in your bedroom. This is when, this is what happened afterwards. Go and find where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. One of his officers already told him, he's listening. He's listening in your bedroom. So he's listening now. So, you know, a stupid spirit will come upon the wicked people. Go and find out where he is. So Elijah is hearing this. So the report came back. He is in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. This is so much fun. This is what's going to happen and more that God is going to do, okay? And use the people with pure hearts and clean hands who's going to obey him, okay? Verse 15. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, the Lord, so that he may see. Keep in mind that the prophet Elisha can already see and hear in the spiritual realm. And he knows that he is protected by God, or else he would have escaped. Oh no, Lord, I heard that they're going to capture me, so I need to go. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike this army with blindness. So he struck them with blindness. And you know the rest of the story. He led them to Samaria. And then when they were in Samaria, he prayed to the Lord for the Lord to open the eyes of these people. And the Lord did exactly what Elisha prayed, okay? And the king said, shall I kill them, my father? This is in verse 21. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them? See, even in the Old Testament, the king acknowledged and honored Elisha. And the king was aware that Elisha was the prophet of God. What is Jeremiah 1:10? Today, I'll assign you as a prophet that you will be over nations and kingdoms. Okay, so this is happening in Elisha's day, that Elisha was over nations and kingdom because of the anointing. Okay, we need to rely on God and God alone through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Okay. And we have to understand that really, outside of Jesus, we cannot do nothing in the supernatural. Always ask for instruction before we take any further steps. And Elisha said, do not kill them, he answered. Would you kill those you have captured with your own sword? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master. So he prepared a great feast for them, and after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away. And they returned to their master. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory. That is a military strategy that no one died, including the enemies, and it transformed it. So if President Trump nowadays said that I don't like people losing lives as much as possible, I don't care what you know or whether you're smart, whether you're former military. We need to submit to that and then cover him with prayer that will be done, because it is the perfect will of God that all people will be saved, okay, including our enemies. So don't even think or even say that Iran is doomed. No, the wicked leaders are doomed, okay, but not the people of Iran. And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time, please review and ask God on what I'm sharing with you, because time is of the essence and you are called and you are being summoned to take your post in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.